Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? If you stand by and do nothing when witnessing something terrible, you may just be as guilty as the evildoers, and karma will get back at you. Kiddo paced frantically around her bedroom, agonizing over what just happened that night. She hadn't meant for any of it to happen. She waited her whole life to spend time with Hannah and Sora, the two most popular girls in class, and it ended in disaster. She had thought that their sleepover party would be fun and exciting. How could she have known that the pair thought that slumber parties and makeovers were just for babies? Instead, they liked to sneak out, shoplift, and play pranks. Whether it was egging a teacher's car or knocking over trash cans, their behavior was far from the beloved persona they showed at school. Kato refused to partake as she watched her friends pocketing lip gloss at the drugstore, and she even turned a blind eye when they slashed someone's tires. But the night had come to an abrupt halt after they came across an elderly blind man on the sidewalk. He was walking very slowly, holding a bag with what looked like a ton of candy in it. He smelled like old cigarettes.
I bet he doesn't even have any teeth,
Hannah laughed cruelly.
Let's take it from him,
Sora suggested. Hannah immediately agreed.
Come on, Kato, they said in unison. Come play.
Kato knew stealing from an old guy who couldn't even see to defend himself was out of the question, so she folded her arms across her chest defiantly. The others didn't care and simply laughed. They called her a baby as they ran to the man and tried to grab the bag. The man cried out, frightened, and swung the bag at Sora in defense. She cried out when it struck her. Hannah retaliated and shoved the old man. She hadn't realized her own strength, and the man stumbled and fell. There was a sickening crack as his head hit the sidewalk. Kato watched in horror as blood began to pool around him. He managed to croak out a few words.
If only I could have seen your faces.
Run, hissed Sora.
And they did. As they slowed on the approach to Kato's house, Hannah grabbed her.
You say nothing. This dies with us. Understood?
And while Kato agreed, the guilt began to gnaw away at her, and she paced her room. A few hours later, she headed back to the park, intending to help the man. But he was gone. Kato wandered back home, wondering what had become of the old man. Days passed, and Kato's guilt grew. She spent more time in the park than anywhere else, hoping to see the man, to know he was okay. One evening, a cop was there, and Kato wanted to run back, but he came over looking concerned. His badge read Officer Tanaka.
We have seen reports of teenage girls being followed by an odd man, Tanaka said. Please go home, and you should walk with your friends. Safety in numbers.
Kato nodded and began to hurry home. Despite her haste, she thought she could hear something behind her. Footsteps. Yet when she looked over her shoulder, there was no one there. Each time Kato left the house, she sensed someone following, but she never saw anything. She had no one to confide in. Neither Hannah nor Sora had been in school that week. She simply thought it had to be a mixture of remorse and paranoia. Then, late one evening, she was heading back from the library. In her haste, she dropped the books she was balancing. As she knelt to pick them up, she felt a hand on her shoulder. The smell of old cigarettes turned her stomach. She managed to twist around, and just as she feared, stood behind her, towering above, was the old blind man from the park. And possibly, there was still blood on his head, too.
as though it had just happened, not weeks having passed by.
Kato was simply too scared to move from the ground and too confused to question how this was possible when the man spoke.
I have just found you, last girl to be punished. You who stood by and did nothing.
He let go of her for a moment and raised his arms to reveal the palms of his hands.
Kato screamed, almost passing out from shock and fear. On each palm was an eyeball.
I couldn't see when I was alive. You girls took advantage. Now I have sight, and you will pay.
Officer Tanaka closed a file on his desk. He hoped this girl would be the last. Three young girls brutally murdered, and no leads whatsoever, other than that creepy old man. He prayed whatever they had done had been answered for. The Tanome doesn't rest until it has full revenge.
Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.